The other day, I went to my girlfriend's friend's house, and they haven't seen each other for quite some time, and they did this really interesting thing. They sat around the table, and they did life updates, and I thought that was so, so cool. And so I haven't met some of the friends before, so for my life update, it was really just like a life like story. I explained my life, like where I came from, my parents, my upbringing, how I got there, what I do. And I found it very interesting. And so people went around the table and they were just like, you know, like my girlfriend was like, I started my floral business and like it's doing really well, blah, 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 blah. And that was her life update. And like we moved in together, stuff like that. And then it came to me. And there was one other person there that was explaining, like they were new to the group too. So they were explaining like their life story. And it came to me and I had the hardest time. I don't know what it was, but I could not think of anything. Granted, I did get a lot of concussions growing up, so I don't have all of my memory, or I don't know why I don't remember things. I don't like to think that that's the reason why, but it could be. It very well could be. But I had a really hard time thinking about it, and I thought this would be an interesting topic. And I also thought it's a really cool thing to like bring into your friend group. Like if you're going, I don't know, to hang out with friends that you haven't seen in a hot minute, this could be something that you can bring up. And it's so cheesy and it's so awkward, but it's so lovely at the same time because it's a real way to connect with your friends. Because a lot of the time we're surrounded by you're there with a campfire, you're out for dinner, and there's just like other things going on, and you just kind of neglect the fact that you haven't seen each other in a while. And then to end up just talking about like someone's relationship, you know, you get hooked on like one topic out of the entire life update. So this kind of like allowed people to explain what they wanted to explain and tell people. And I thought that was really, really cool. And I just had the most difficult time. I think I said that I grew up like a little bit outside of Ottawa. I grew up in Greeley, for those who don't know. Yeah, I guess I'll share my little life update. I grew up in Greeley, and then I went to high school and elementary school and whatever, and near where I am at St. Mark High School. And then I didn't go to university. I went to college. I went to Algonquin College. And at that time, so I started YouTube at 2000 and in 2012. And then I went to college. And during my college experience, I was touring and I did like 72 shows for, 3 years straight. And then I moved out at the age of 19 to Westboro, and I got a studio apartment, and that's where I just did all of my work and my hustle and bustle and making videos every single day, as many videos as I possibly could to hopefully keep my business afloat. And then I started Stay You in like 2014, which is my clothing brand and like my apparel line and everything. And so if you haven't seen that, you can go get the books on stayyou.ca or stayyou.shop. We also have that. A lot of people like going to stayyou.shop. But I mean, I feel like that's the best pitch that I have. But it's interesting because like I was saying my pitch, and they made a comment about like, oh, we have two CEOs in the group. And like I wasn't involved in that little comment. But like what's crazy is I am a CEO, which is wild. To think that now I have an assistant that I work with. And so if you ever see, it's not so much anymore. I do like post my own content, but she used to post like all of my videos. So it wasn't really me, which is kind of cool. I kind of like that. I don't know. I think it's kind of fun, but she's awesome. And then I also have a manager, and then I also have a designer, which is really cool. I've been trying to hire a photographer. Anyways, my whole point here is, it's really cool to, you know, touch in with your friends and see how they're doing and get that little life update, because there's so many things that we miss out and we forget about. But maybe that's the one thing that your friend is really like worrying about. Maybe that's the one thing that they're thinking about all the time, right? And I just think it was a really, really cool thing. I'm kind of like, I asked on my Instagram story if there was any questions that like anybody had that they wanted like me to talk on during this. And one of them was a recent collab. I hope I'm saying his name right, because we've only talked briefly. We've never talked on the phone. But Ashish, So he is a poet and author from India. And recently in the pandemic, this is honestly mind-blowing. In the pandemic, my demographic on Instagram became 33 or 34% from India, which is wild. It's not even the same time zone. I think they're 9 hours ahead, which is crazy. Or ahead? I think so. Or behind? I don't really... I'm kind of forgetting. Anyways, I know there's a 9 hour time difference. I think that's so cool. How does my content get to somebody's phone screen? I know how the internet works, but how does that find somebody in India? And so, he's also a very popular author and creator in India. And we messaged each other and he was like, "Hey, there's so many people who like talk about you here. It would be really cool to do like a collab." And we ended up doing a collab and it went insane. I didn't think it was going to do that well. Or like, I didn't have like bad expectations. I had low expectations and it just exceeded them. Wow. It's just so frigging cool how small the world truly is. It's so freaking cool, and I'm so thankful. So if you're listening and you're from India, or if you're from any place other than Ottawa, which is where I am, and there's only a million people that live here, if you're from anywhere else, I truly appreciate you. I think it's so damn cool. I think it's so cool. So that was one of the questions that, like, how did I feel? It's just mind-blowing, and it's still going. Let me pull this up. I think we posted our video, like, less than 24 hours ago. And it has 700,000 views. And that's wild. I know there's a lot of creators like, "Yeah, I get a million in a day." I'm not one of those creators. So this is truly, truly amazing. And we're still working on some stuff too. So it should be fun. I would love to travel there and like do live shows, but I have no idea if there's a market there, because obviously I can't just fly there and do a show for free. So I would have to like make sure my flights are covered and everything like that. I think I'm just going to go through like these questions that I'm getting right now, and we'll just do like a topic on like a multi-topic podcast, which could be pretty cool. Somebody asked if you're doing a poetry-based hoodie. That is in the works. I'm just trying to find out like a poem that's like, I guess, generic enough so it's not like too specific to one person, and it's can be worn by everyone, which is very difficult to try to figure out. How did you know when you wanted to be a writer? I would say like ninth grade. Okay, to start it off, I want to tell people that I hate reading. I'm not a big reader. I don't hate it. I just like, I have a hard time with ADHD, just like sitting still. And I'm not an ADHD, like TikTok ADHD person, like that's like, "Oh, watch a TikTok," and like just claims that they have ADHD. No, I was diagnosed. After I got all my head trauma, I went to a bunch of doctors to make sure that everything's still working properly. And they found out that I have ADHD, which then got me like the learning disability thing. And then I was able to like take more time on essays. And what's funny is that they would like, they put me into a classroom of like no one. So I could leave the classroom that I was in of my entire classmates. I could leave that. Say we had a test or we were just like working on a homework. I could leave that room and go to the other room. And I forget what it was called, but it was this room where anyone who had a learning disability can go and work in this room. And it's the quietest fucking room there is in the world. And you're sitting down and you're like, you're just supposed to focus as if a different room is going to help me. It was worse. It was so awful. There's so many people that did it. I knew that a lot of people use it for anxiety as well. Like that release of like, okay, no one's watching me. No one's around me. I can go and like just sit and like do my work in peace. But for me, somebody with ADHD, yes, it's minimal distraction. But then if you have ADHD anywhere in your mind and it's not just more of like a visual thing, it's a mental thing, then I was not able to focus. All these thoughts in my head were just 10 times louder because there was no one else talking. And so I would go there and it sucked. And back to my story, when I figured out I wanted to be a writer, I figured out when I was in grade 9, I believe, I had a teacher called Miss LP, and I always got okay grades, but I never really got amazing grades in English. And I thought I was super passionate about writing, and I would complete my essays, but I wouldn't really do a lot of research. I hated going to a, like, Googling something and then, like, citing it and, like, doing what's the citation or whatever. I hated that. Sourcing it. I thought that was, I don't know. It's just, okay, I'm plagiarizing, but then I'm going to claim that I plagiarized it. That's what it felt. It just didn't feel right. So what I did was I would get as much information that I could on the internet, and then also in my brain. And then I waited like a few days to the point where I kind of forgot it. And then I sat down and I wrote from what I thought I knew, which I'm sure I plagiarized some things in there. But I wrote about, you know, how did I interpret this information? Instead of just being like, yep, in 1902, this person said this, because I don't care. I think it's really cool, but I also think the way that we perceive information is even better, and the way that we can make it our own is even better. And I'm not saying to plagiarize here. I hope there's somebody out there who understands the way that I'm thinking. And I would always not get the best grades because I didn't source or cite anything. Like, I didn't use any resources. A lot of the time I wouldn't even read up on any information. If it was something about, I don't know, if it was something about like a country, I'd talk about my experience that I know about that country, or how that makes me feel. Or if there was, you know, like if we were talking about nutrition, my experience with nutrition versus like, hey, you need to drink 3 liters of water a day and you're going to feel great, says this doctor in Oklahoma. Like, I didn't want to do that. I thought that was boring. And so I would always write the way that I thought or the way that I spoke. And not a lot of, you know, English teachers thought that was correct. And then I had one English teacher, her name was Miss LP, and she loved the way I wrote. I got my first like A++. And she handed it back to me, and I like was like speechless. I was a really shy kid growing up, which is crazy because, you know, you think, okay, this guy is a following, and you know, I've been doing this for 10 years. He must be like really outgoing. I was a really, really shy kid when I started this. And I mean, I still am. But that paper just made my day. She made me understand that like writing is about feeling. And it's a talent to be able to put words to paper from your mind. And not sourcing anything, because they're your thoughts, they're your feelings, and they're your experiences. And that's what my whole book, What's the Rush, is about. And that's, I think that's the best part. And yeah, I'm really excited. I've been working on What's the Rush 2, which is called Take Your Time. Oh, wait. No, I don't want to tell you the full title yet. I don't think I've said it yet, so I don't want to say it. But I'm really excited. I'm really excited for it. There's a lot of edits that I have to do. Because we're living in a world now that's a little bit more politically correct, which is fine, but it also limits our own thoughts, which sucks, but it's good. I hope that makes sense. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but there's a lot of things that, you know, I want to say and how I feel, and like there, okay, put it this way. I talk about how in high school, we would use the term gay all the time. I grew up in a locker room. I was a sports kid. This is just the term that we use. And I never associated with anything. I didn't think it was a bad thing because that's just how I was taught about it. And obviously I learned now. Well, I learned a lot a long time ago, but in high school it was a very different experience. But you know, I was told not to put that in the book, but I'm like, I got called gay every single day, all the time, growing up. And I can't put this in the book. And this is my experience with that term. And it sucks. And it kind of forced me to use that term and call people that and say something was that. And I know that's wrong, but that's not the point of why I'm writing. And I'm writing it because it was an experience. And the whole point is for it to come full circle And we don't use that term to describe something anymore, you know? And so I definitely have to go through the edits and like see what I feel okay with, because the way that I write is, and the way that I speak, just like on these podcasts, is very freely, and I'm very privileged to be able to do that. But I also think I'm able to do it because, you know, I have a heart, and I care about the way that people perceive things and understand things. And I hope that you listening to this podcast can understand that I never mean anything in the worst way possible. But we just live in this world that like people are searching for something to hate on because they have so much anger inside. And it's tough. Like I posted my She's a 10. What is that? The song. And that got like, I think it got like 30 million views now. And there's a lot of, I've never really gotten hate, but there's a lot of hate on it, which is interesting. Like a lot of people are like, oh my God, how can you post this? This is so cringy. Like I'm talking into a mic and my voice is soothing. I don't know. You can say it's cringy, but like there's a lot of people who do a lot worse. And I just got like, I don't know, I've gotten death threats from it, which is super funny to me. I think that, sorry, not funny, but I think it's like, okay, you're wasting your time here. I'm not gonna go off myself because of your comment to go do that, because I posted a trend song. But the song has been doing really well. I'm very thankful for it. But yeah, it's weird. Once it hits like a certain... This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
For an algorithm on TikTok, it just like gets sent to everybody that you don't want it to be sent to. And then all of these like Chads and Brads and like, I don't know, 13-year-old girls who are so like up in flames that their boy broke their heart. They're just like raging at the keyboard. But oh, it's a funny world we live in. So I am working on the next book, and I guess this is all from the question of how did I become a writer? But it's definitely coming, and I'm excited. I'm excited. Another question was like, how did your poetry start to blow up? What's crazy is that I've always written poetry without knowing that I was writing poetry. I always thought like, okay, I have something that I want to say, but I don't have a lot of words to say it. So let me try. And so I just wrote it down, and then people were like, oh my God, I love your poetry. And I was like, I've never thought about this as poetry. I never thought of myself as a poet. I thought you needed a degree to be a poet and stuff. And What's Rush is a lot of poetry. And then that's when I wrote Dreaming With My Eyes Wide Open, which is my full poetry book. And it's just because people liked my poetry. And the way that I started TikTok was actually out of like a little bit of hatred. So back a while ago, TikTok was called Musical.ly. And then before Musical.ly, it was called Vigo. And I remember I got an offer. I don't know if I'm allowed to discuss this. I got an offer to like be paid to post on that app like so many times a week, and I get paid like per week. I think it was like a few $100. Like it would have been like a fine check, but I remember at that time I was like doing a lot of like, I was working really hard and I didn't have time to be able to do that. And I was like, I don't really want to start on this app. And then Vigo became Musical.ly, and then we were like, okay, Musical.ly is so weird. Like it's just a bunch of singing kids and Bryce Hall, and it's like really awkward. And then it became TikTok, and I like was kicking myself because I'm like, what? You're telling me that I could have been paid and that I could have been like one of the bigger creators on Vigo and then Musical.ly and then TikTok, and I would have had like an amazing start, but it's whatever. I didn't do it. And then the pandemic hit, and I was like, ugh, no traction on YouTube. YouTube sucks. They hate me because I talk about mental health and advice and just not always happy things, which sucked. And I didn't have like a big enough personality on YouTube. If you've noticed, anyone who has a YouTube channel like yells at the camera or are super weird in their own quirky way. And I just wasn't that. I'm a pretty basic person. I'm very happy. I'm also just like a person who thinks and likes to, I don't know. I just didn't have the it factor on YouTube to be able to, you know, pass by with, you know, either just your looks or you're really funny and stuff. And I just didn't have the confidence to do it. And so I started making my mental health content on YouTube and it got flagged, and then I was making no money. And so I had to do something. And so TikTok came up and I was like telling my manager, I'm like, I really don't want to do TikTok. I really don't. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give it a try, but I'm not going to make like any new content. So I grabbed my book and I sat down and I read passages from my book. So it's like, I read something about like, you know, falling in love with the wrong person, right time, stuff like that. And I read some of my poems in there as well. And then from that, that blew up. And so TikTok really blew up poetry for me, which is crazy. And then I brought it to Instagram Reels when that came out. And then my following in India grew, and poetry in India is just amazing. It's so interesting how that's like so important there. And I love that. I really, really love that. And so then it just kept going. It kept going and going and going. And I was just so thankful. And I guess I never thought that I would be a poet, but now I am. And I think I'm really, really happy, and I love it. And it's cool to call myself an author and not just like a YouTuber or everything. I don't know. It's really cool. I really do enjoy it. And then I think we're going to end it on this one because I think it's really interesting. I received a lot of questions on how do you balance your relationship in your career. And let me tell you this. It's a difficult thing for Angelica and I because we're both self-employed. So Angelica started her floral business called Angelica Floral. Little promo here. She started that during COVID. And I've been doing what I do for the last 10 years now, a decade. Your boy's old. And so I've been working from home for the last 10 years. I've always said to Angelica, I was like, all I want is an office that doesn't have a bed in it. Because I've been working out of my bedroom for 10 years. I think at the last house, before we had to move, before we got kicked out of there. I don't want to say kicked out. Before they sold the home, I had an office for, I think, 5 months. Not even. I had my own office, which was amazing. But now I have a bedroom, like it's in a bedroom again. And so that's always been a struggle for me, just like my career and my personal relationship, like with myself. That was always super difficult to like turn off. I lost a lot of friendships. My friends are still friends with me, but I lost a lot of connection with them. I would constantly be worrying about work and everything. And I bring that up because it also applies to my relationship now. And I'm so much better with it now. So the way that I handle my career and my relationship is I turn off my phone. I stop posting. I shut up. And I made a podcast on this before, but I literally just stop. Because we're constantly on, especially with Instagram and TikTok, and we're constantly getting texts and Snapchats and whatever you want. We're constantly being notified to talk to somebody through our phone. And for me, that's a notification for work. So for you, a non-content creator, you get a notification. You know, that's a hit of dopamine, right? For me, that's a hit of get your ass back to work. Make another video. That's a hit of stress. There's dopamine in there if my content succeeds. So, but it starts with stress. And one of the things I've really focused on is saying yes to my friends and yes to my girlfriend and putting my career kind of on the back burner back burner when things are important in life. So I'm going, I went camping the other week and I didn't even like share it on social media, but I was gone for a few days and I just scheduled things to go live and I had Lily, my assistant, post some stuff. And you guys didn't, you had no idea when camping, which is really cool. But I'm going camping again and I have a few massive brand deals right now, but I'm just going to put them on the back burner because I think it's so important to disconnect every once in a while, but like fully disconnect. And so camping is perfect, and I wish Angelica could come camping with us. But the reason why I'm like saying this is not just to talk about me, but it's hard to talk about a relationship when Angelica's obviously not here. She's at work right now. But it's very difficult for us. So she's also, like I said, self-employed, and she's working from home. So she has the basement. If you've watched, like, I post on Frankie to the Moon, which is my dog's YouTube channel. I posted a little, like, house tour if you want to go watch it. And I just show, like, kind of the layout of our house. It's a mess because we're constantly working and we don't even have time to clean up. But it's just the hustle that you have to go through to succeed. And so she has the basement. But the basement's like the ground level. There's no actual basement in this home. And so she's working down there and then I'm working on the third floor. So we're very close to each other. You know, even though there's floors in between us, I'm an empath. I can still feel someone's energy. So if she's stressed, I can feel that from two floors away for sure. So that's really tough. And we actually had a really, I don't want to like, to talk to you about my relationship, but we had a really tough talk the other day about, you know, we need to take more time to spend with each other. Otherwise, we're just going to like push ourselves away from each other, even though we're hustling and bustling to, you know, make our lives happen. But I'm like, if we want this relationship to work and if we want to keep moving forward instead of apart, then we need to say no to things and spend a day alone, go grocery shopping alone. Because we were working so much to the point that, like, I was going to the dog park. I was going to the grocery store. She was going all the way out in, like, I don't know, a field to do a wedding and stuff. And it was just we were both hustling and doing our own thing. I know it doesn't sound like me going to the dog park is hustling, but that's why I film the dog videos. So I have, like, Frankie to the Moon is a huge part of my, like, career now because, well, you know, I have a TikTok account that's like, oh my God, I don't even know. I think it's at 400,000 or something. So that's pretty crazy. But yeah, we just need the time to sit down and say no to people and just be with each other. And I think that's the most important thing. And it's tough because like you have to have these conversations, these tough conversations every now and then to be like, hey, you know, I miss you. I miss us. I miss when we laughed. And to point that out is really heartbreaking, but I think it's also really important. So I have to choose career because I have to keep our life afloat, and so does she. But then we also have to choose each other. And you just hope it works out. But being self-employed, you really always have to choose your job. Otherwise, you're never going to make it because you're not. There's no one to help you. There's no one here to push you any harder or to tell you to do things the right way. Most of the time, you're going to end up doing it the wrong way, but you're going to learn from it. And then you also have to keep in mind that there's people that love you and that you love. And sometimes you got to turn your mind off just to pop in and say, hey, what's up? I love you. I hope you have a good day. And that's it. It could be a quick phone call. It could be a quick text. But sometimes it's important to just turn off that little stress factor and pop in and remind people that we are there for them and Yeah, so that's kind of the career and relationship. It's always going to be a little jumble, but, you know, after 10 years, I could tell you it's worth it. If you've always wanted to be self-employed, like, it's not for everyone. Not everyone is a boss, especially their own. But it's definitely a task if you're self-employed and in a relationship. That hustle and bustle can definitely get in the way, and it's so important to literally turn off your phone. When you're watching a TV show, don't have your phone next to you. I know there's so many people that watch TV and then pull out their TikTok and they're watching TikTok and TV because we don't get enough dopamine from TV anymore. We all get it from our phones. And then so, but we don't get enough from our phones and we have the TV on as well. And so it's just important to be with somebody and actually be with them. So if there's anything that I can tell you from this podcast, like starting off from just asking your friends for a life update, just check in with yourself, ask your friends how they're doing, and really care to listen. For the longest time, like I said, when I was on tour and I was working and I was constantly going, I lost a lot of friends even though they were still there because I stopped asking questions. And it's not that I didn't care, but I felt like I had nothing in common with my friends. You know, I was traveling the world. I was making videos. I was meeting famous people. And not saying that I'm some big person or I had a big ego, but I felt like they didn't care to hear about this. Like, I was so different from them. Like, I stopped being the Joey that they knew and love. But turns out they care just as much. And I'm so happy that I'm still friends with everyone and that they've accepted me. And it's so nice to just turn off and be like, you know, I can be a normal person again. And that's why I love living in the city that I do. And that's why I don't go to LA or Toronto or anywhere, because I love coming home. I love coming to a quiet city. I love going for runs here and seeing my friends spontaneously and just, you know, going out and doing normal people shit. Like, so what? You have a couple hundred thousand million followers on social media. Who cares? Be a normal person. It's the best thing ever. Anyways, I feel like I'm talking forever here. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Obviously, it was a little bit different. We didn't talk about just like one thing, and I didn't have like an outline or script or anything. But I really do hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, I don't know, just send me a little DM being like, hey, I really like this style. If we can do like 3 topics every podcast, it'd be really cool. It allows me to just like kind of sit and talk, and I do enjoy it. I want to know if there's anything. She's a 10, which is my song, is now out on Spotify and on Apple Music and everything and everywhere. And so that's really exciting. I already told you I'm working on the next book. I just have to finish the edits. Oh gosh. What else? Working on the EP, which is really exciting. Lots of stuff with poetry on social media. A lot of stuff with Stay You. If you haven't checked out our stuff, go to stayu.shop. Definitely check it out. We have the best hoodies. Best hoodies ever. Ever, ever, ever. I'm telling you. Literally best hoodies ever. The softest stuff. We inspect everything. And if... Oh, yeah. It's just... We do it all in-house. And everything's from us. Not just packaged in, I don't know, Taiwan and then sent to you. It's from Savannah, Georgia. Even though I'm in Ottawa, Canada, my manager handles everything in Savannah, Georgia. And then we send it out from there. Yeah, I think that's it. That's everything that I'm working on. I have a lot of cool, really cool brand deals that I appreciate everyone's support on that are coming up, and that allows me to do what I want to do and hopefully have a tour. Oh, a huge thing, if people listen this late in the podcast, I'm going to Playlist Live. And so if anyone's in Orlando or in Florida or driving to Florida, I'm going to Playlist Live, so you can come meet me. I don't have a meet and greet because I don't want you to wait 4 hours to meet me. I actually just have a booth, so I'll be at my booth, Stay You, so you can come, buy my book, buy merch, meet me, take pictures, do whatever, just hang out and chill, like, no, oh my god, it's Joey, just like, yeah, what's up, it's Joey, how's it going, like, that's what I want, we're friends here, so I hope to see a lot of you there, and it's so cool, because I'm going to see, like, creator friends and everything. I went to VidCon, but it was not like that. Anyways, I'm talking forever. Thank you guys very much for listening to the Happy Times Podcast. I hope you had a great time and a happy time, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.